checks. A rogue driver in Canada is accused of driving through a pedestrian-only zone in downtown Montreal, injuring two people before driving away. Two women were hospitalized with what's described as non-life-threatening injuries. Police are looking at surveillance video and speaking to witnesses to get a better description of the vehicle. America's listening to Fox News.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at BlessingSCS.com.
LaserCopy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. LaserCopy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. LaserCopy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. LaserCopy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. LaserCopy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
What's the old saying? When the money's gone, it's time to pawn. That's right. And we're talking about High Caliber Gun and Pawn. It's in Prattville, Alabama. High Caliber. They have money to loan, folks. Ammo. Guns. They buy gold. They have catalog orders. That's right. You can order it right there and pick it up. And also a discount for military, law enforcement, EMS, and all frontline workers. Why don't you go by there today? It's the only place you need to go. High Caliber Guns and Pawn, Prattville, Alabama on 31 South.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The relentless summertime heat continues all weekend. It's still possible you could run into an isolated storm, I suppose, sometime this evening or tomorrow, but the rain chances are small. Most towns, I'm afraid, will stay dry. Low tonight in the mid-70s, high tomorrow in the upper 90s again. Heat index tomorrow 101 to 105 easily. The rain chances start to pick up a little bit by Monday and Tuesday, more in the 40 to 50% range. That's a start. More storms to go around, but still random. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
riding on the city of New Orleans. Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders. 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail.
You know, I don't know why. Well, I know why, but it's sad to me that we got away from trains because everything's gone to just in time, which is why we did the 18-wheelers and all that delivering stuff. But trains, seems to me, that's so much more efficient, you know? I love trains.
Being someone who lived next to a railroad track for a long time.
How often does that thing go by? Long enough that you won't notice it.
Let's put it this way. Trains go through, like in Augusta alone, trains go through Augusta often enough that I have texted, stuck at the train, and 10 minutes later, I'm still stuck at the train. So they're still using trains.
Not like they should, but that's all.
And I saw Amazon cars on the train. So Amazon's even using trains.
Cool.
Who do we got, Postman? Well, tell me over the mic. Who is it?
ELO 26.
ELO 26.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Put her on.
ELO 26, you're on.
Hello.
Hey, honey, how are you? How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing? I'm here.
You sound tired. You okay?
Yeah, I'm a little tired.
You sound tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we've had a lot of requests for you, so I'm glad you called.
Have you?
Yes. Everybody wants to know your take on everything, so.
That's amazing. That's so nice of everybody to say that.
That's true.
I just, I thought I'd call in and just share some things with you. I watched that explosion, and with my background, I'm just going to share some knowledge with you. That Beirut explosion, mm-hmm. It lacked 2 hallmarks of a nuclear detonation.
Okay.
That I want you to just hear what I'm going to say.
Okay? I'm listening.
And you can put it together.
Okay.
A binding white flash and a thermal pulse that would scorch those within the blast radius are the 2 things that's missing for it to be a nuclear detonation. So it wasn't actually a nuclear bomb drop.
Okay. All right.
Mushroom clouds are associated with a nuclear bomb,
mm-hmm.
but there's nothing specifically nuclear about the effect known as Wilson clouds. They occur when the humid air gets compressed and causes the water in it to condense. A nuclear expert would tell you that the power of the blast added up to about 240 tons of TNT on that blast in Beirut.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the largest conventional bomb in the U.S. arsenal would be the Moab.
Yes.
It has the explosive power of 11 tons of TNT. Okay? So, in Hiroshima, it had an explosive power of 15,000 tons of TNT.
Wow.
So, the B-83 nuclear warhead mm-hmm. is the largest in the current U.S. arsenal that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Which is 80 times the explosive power of Hiroshima.
Wow.
Mm. The power of Hiroshima little boy is at 1.2 million tons of TNT equivalent.
Jesus.
So if you go to a site called Nuke Map,
mm-hmm.
it allows you to simulate the effects of a nuclear strike anywhere around the world.
Wow.
And I'm going to share with you what that was. That was not a fireworks
direct facility. Energy weapon?
No, it was an arms depot with warheads and missiles.
Ah.
The Iranians, let me go over this with you. Our infamous U.S. Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper,
yeah.
at on the worldwide assessment for 2012 statement, he mm-hmm. stated that they might get a nuclear device in as short as a year under worst conditions, and arms missiles in as little as 2 years. Now, that was in October 7th of 2014. There was Iran's rocket and missile forces and strategic options by the CSIS, which is the Center for Strategic International Studies. And at that time, Iran was developing improved guidance systems to improve the lethality of its conventional warheads, and has studied arming its missiles with nuclear warheads. At that time, it was stated nuclear warheads versus precision conventional warheads was being discussed. But Clapper had made a comment. He said Iran did acquire nuclear armed missiles. Now, deep state, the central bank, they're playing around in the Middle East.
Sure.
They've been playing around in the Middle East.
Yes, they have.
So, there's a connection there. But what Iran had was ballistic missiles, the MRBMs, the IRBMS, the Shahab 5s, or the Takian, or Shahab 6, or the Takian 2. And then the Takian 2, or the Shahab 6, they go like 3 to 5,000 kilometers. But with conventional warheads, it's lethal because it's solid and liquid fuels together. But, you know that Iran was talking about building up their nuclear. You know, they were discussing right. that in this past year, and Trump said, you know, I'm going away from doing this deal with Iran. I'm not going to concede to what he's wanting to do.
Right.
So I can't officially say that was nuclear that they were putting on those warheads, but they were warheads. So, yeah.
Wow.
But, and I want to share with you, August 5th, Julian Assange, he'll be stepping in and putting an end to the conspiracies. And by the way, September 29th, Democratic nomination will be put off. And Biden won't be going to it.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, they're going to try to delay the vote and put somebody in there that's already standing. And that person already standing would be Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, boy. Well, she's been jonesing for
so
that.
If they can delay it, they're going to put her in there as the standing president. Well, they can delay it.
The good news is with that is that wouldn't be happen until January, because I think, from
it's
the election.
It's not going to even go that far.
What I'm saying is Trump's term's not up until January, right. 20th. So if they try to push the election back, then he's going to have at least 2 months to say, listen, we're going to have election. We can't just put it off. So hopefully that doesn't happen. I'm hoping that doesn't happen.
Yeah, no kidding. What did you say about Assange? You said something about Julian Assange.
Yeah, August 5th. He's going to go forward. He's going to be stepping in and putting an end to the conspiracies about the treason and just...
But he's in prison.
Everything that's going on in a lot of areas. And then, when Durham's done with his report, there's not going to be an investigation. There's going to be indictments and arrests. And they're going to be military tribunals. That's why Trump didn't want to shut down Gitmo.
I keep hearing that. I've always thought it was just hope porn. But I hope you're right. And I hope I'm right.
No, I'm right. Well, and Fauci. Were you aware that he was involved in the study for HDQ?
Yes.
Yeah, so he knows that HDQ, the hydrochloroquine.
Yeah, he knows it works.
It costs 80 cents a day.
Yep.
For those pills.
Yep.
Now, he's pushing him and the rest of them.
Pushing that expensive stuff they have.
Pharmaceuticals, yeah. The deep state, all of them. They're pushing for that remdesivir.
Right. Because they have... Yeah,
that's $950 a pill. So follow the money and follow what they're doing.
Exactly right.
You want to do a break?
You're right.
You
want to hang on?
Okay.
Hang on for me, okay? We got to hit this short break. All right, guys, we'll be back. 3 short minutes. Stay with us.
not your biggest investment, more than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Now, that's a bunch of goofy white people moving in a very strange way, isn't it?
Yeah, but they can sing.
They can.
Yeah.
No doubt. We have a call.
That was one of my favorites, too.
We do have a call. We have somebody holding on. That's how bad my memory is. Hey, you back, hon?
Yeah, I'm back.
Good.
There was something that I had a discussion with somebody, and I wrote it down because it was lengthy, but I tried to shorten it. I seen it quicker before we came back on the show. It has to do with an executive order that, okay, here it is. So, this executive order that Trump is signing, you know, the pandemic illustrated how numerous factors, including other countries that put the U.S. at a severe disadvantage in handling the pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's So the first component to this executive order that he signed, and he's doing it under the Defense Production Act, okay?
Okay.
He specifically directs the government agencies, especially the Department of Health, Department of Human Services, Defense, and Veterans Affairs, to only purchase pharmaceuticals out of their critical to pandemic and CBR threats from manufacturers in the United States. That's the first phase. And then there's the second component, or not the first phase, the first component. This is the second component. It dictates the need to identify vulnerabilities in our supply chain. And the third component is to lower the cost of prescription drugs to the people.
Good.
He's actually having a company called Kodak that's coming in and going to produce these drugs for the people so that their prescriptions are, and insulin and such are just so minimal.
Mm-hmm.
But what raised my eyebrows was the statement, disadvantage in handling the pandemic and other chemical, biological, radioactive, and nuclear threats was mentioned. And so the Food and Drug Administration, which is then the first component, it states the Food and Drug Administration will be tasked with a compiled list of critical drugs. Listen to what I'm saying. Supplies, including personal protective equipment from stateside manufacturers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, previously mentioned was the nuclear, biological, chemical in that briefing. So don't get so quiet on me now.
I'm listening.
You're probably not able to follow me because I bounced around on you like a rabbit over here. Okay.
Well, I'm not exactly the sharpest tool in the shed these days either, so keep that in mind.
Okay, so I'm gonna reread this from this briefing.
Okay.
Okay, so there's numerous factors, including other countries that, you know, put the U.S. at severe disadvantage during the pandemic, right?
Right.
And so the first component specifically directs the government agencies, especially the Department of Health, Department of Human Services, Defense, and Veterans Affairs, to only purchase pharmaceuticals out of their critical to pandemic and CBR threat from manufacturers in the state.
Okay.
In handling other chemical, biological, radioactive, and nuclear threats.
So,
on the second part of the component, going back to that same paragraph, the Food and Drug Administration will be tasked with a compiled list of critical drugs, supplies, including personal protective equipment from stateside manufacturers.
And I think they're doing that because, and you can look into that and you can see certain different possibilities, but I think the majority of the concern is that there's going to be mass panic because of the COVID situation, and so they want to make sure they stockpile and isolate the important things so we don't have a run on the system. Much like a bank will hold back money if they think they're going to have a run on a bank.
Right. And so what I'm saying is there's going to be more events as we get closer to the election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, the people that aren't seeing that Trump is looking out for the best interest of the people, they're mistaken. I don't see how they can't see that. I can't see how anybody, I don't care if you're of color or not. I don't care what wage you carry, you know, in your pocketbook. I don't care about any of that. the bottom line is do you really think Biden should be a commander-in-chief?
Good Lord, no.
We have to think about that. I mean, if you look at what Trump's done and what he is doing and what he's going to do, what he says he will do, you know, for anybody out there that truly thinks they need to go Democratic because grandma did it, it just blows my mind.
Me too. I don't get it.
I'm like, really? I mean, really? I mean, it scares me to think that somebody really wants to go. If you don't, look, these people that want to defund the police, they don't want the police department, wait till a loved one needs 911. You better take 911 off your phone because you can't call 911 because you won't have any police to dispatch an ambulance.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You know, and if you don't like what you're seeing right now, and I'm trying to figure out why these people are entertaining this situation with the pandemic because they're wearing these masks, decorative type masks. I saw a lady today that it looked like she had a mask on that made her look like a cat.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was
what it comes down to is that they're starting to trivialize the masks. The masks have served their purpose for what they were intended to test the facial recognition. Now they're going to start trivializing them, and they're starting to sow discord in the population of, oh, you got this group over here that are, we don't need masks anymore, and then you got these over here, how dare you not wear masks? And it's going to start sowing discord because the riots weren't working, BLM isn't working, so now we need something new, and COVID has already infiltrated every aspect of our life, so let's start pitting people against each other in the COVID arena.
Makes sense.
Did you see in California where now they're saying, if you don't listen to us, we're going to take your electricity, we're going to take your water?
Yep.
But if you decide to live off-grid and don't live with water or electricity, they arrest you.
Mm-hmm. In Alabama, they charged
charged that guy about 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
I had a neighbor, he lived totally off the grid, and the electric company kept coming and hooking up the electricity to his house.
Yep.
He kept taking it off, and off to jail he went eventually. I mean, he was getting fines after fines after fines. He was at like $60,000 in fines.
Yep.
They finally decided to put him in jail for a week, and they came back to his house. They went back to his house. He came outside and he put it, you know, he disassembled it again and boom, they took him off again to jail.
Right. I mean, it's just government overreach.
It is. Honey, we got to go. Mm-hmm. I'm late for my bottom of the hour break.
All right. Well, thank you so much and I hope you have a good day.
You too. Take care.
All right.
All right, 5 minutes. We'll be back in five long, agonizing minutes. And I'm waiting. Oh, here's something. Lunatic Fringe? Red Rider? Hey, I could play this all night. You just throw a couple of notes out there and I'll tell you what it is. It's a good song, actually. Good song. I like that song. It's a good song. You play better, but it's not a bad song. We'll be back in 5 minutes, folks. This is Clear and Clear. I'm your host, Terry Adams. Got a room, a studio full of people tonight. Give us a call, 272-9228. That's 272-9228.
Everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham's Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go in 2020 than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays. But you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
They had snuck in the night and committed these murders. Nobody had a clue about who or a why.
You got 8 people dead, and things like that don't usually happen in a small town. I mean, they don't usually happen anywhere, and it was just a real shock.
4+ years after these murders, and they couldn't have written a more sinister story than what's playing out in Pike County, Ohio right now.
Listen to the Piketon Massacre wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The relentless summertime heat continues all weekend. It's still possible you could run into an isolated storm, I suppose, sometime this evening or tomorrow, but the rain chances are small. Most towns, I'm afraid, will stay dry. Low tonight in the mid-70s, high tomorrow in the upper 90s again. Heat index tomorrow 101 to 105 easily. The rain chances start to pick up a little bit by Monday and Tuesday, more in the 40 to 50% range. That's a start. More storms to go around, but still random. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
If I could just sing like that. He looks plastic. He really does. I love the hair, too. Nice, dude. Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I am your intrepid host, Terry Adams. We have a full line of, full bank of calls, so let's take the calls.
All right. East of the Rockies, Ron.
Now, this is Anise of the Rockies. This is Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Frank the Tank.
Hey, how you doing?
How's it going?
I'm good. Hey, Terry, I want to talk about drugs tonight.
Drugs?
You're talking drugs, but I'm gonna shift gears a little bit, okay?
Okay.
On you. Pharmaceuticals. The sorceries.
Frank? What happened to Frank? I know what he's going to say. Pharmakia.
I tell you what. Hey,
evil
if Frank can call back, that'd be great. We'll get you back on.
What happened?
Yeah, it was an accident.
We got a call on line one.
Insulated ice.
Hold on. Somebody's on line one?
No.
Oh, that's the...
Hey, that's the same guy that was just on here.
Yeah.
Wow. It's insulated ice.
He has the same thing to say over and over again.
I tell you what, he never changes his tune, unlike the Russian tra-la-la-la-la guy. I like that guy.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. Yeah, I think we got Frank on line one.
Gotta have
on.
A little levity.
Is that Frank?
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Go ahead and put it on hold.
Sorry, Frank.
There he is.
No, he's not. He's flashing. Hey, Frank.
Frank? Hello?
Sorry about that. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. Pharmakia.
Okay. Yeah, if you were told that this word means the use of administration of drugs, you were misinformed.
Exactly.
The Greek dictionary defines pharmakia as witchcraft, sorcery. Magic, the use of spells and potions of magic, often involving drugs or a magic spell.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
It is a fact that witchcraft and magic in the Greek world often involves the use of drugs. Now, this is a couple of real interesting quotes from the Bible. Go to Galatians 5:19, like I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
It says, now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sexuality, idolatry, pharmakia, or sorcery, enemies, drunkenness, carousing, and other things like this, which I forewarned you, and I forewarned you again that these practices of such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But right. Terry, this next one really interesting. Okay.
Okay.
Revelation 18:23, and the light of the lamp will not shine in you, the great city of Babylon, any longer, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride will not be heard in you any longer, for your merchants were the great men of the earth, because all the nations were deceived by your sorcery, your pharmakia.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Now, tie that into the book of Enoch, okay? Enoch 7, and they took wives for themselves, and everyone chose for himself each one, and they began to go into them with the promiscuous and with them. And they taught them charms and spells, and they showed them the cuttings of roots and trees. And then we know what happened after that. They became pregnant and bore large giants, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Okay? Then you go to chapter 8, Azazel taught men to make sword, knives, and shields, and breastplate, and made them know the metals of the earth and the art of working them, and the bracelets, ornaments, and use of and beautifying of the eyelids. Okay? And there arose cosmetics. Much godliness, and they committed fornication. And then Semjaza taught enchantments and root cutting. In other words, magic and witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does that have to do with the pharmacy? Okay, pharmakia. Pharmakia is a symbol associated with it, symbolized Rx. And I think we've all seen the term Rx, okay?
Right.
Which signals prescription to most people today. This may surprise you, but the Rx symbol is actually the Eye of Horus.
Oh, my
identifying
God.
Identifying mark of Horus, Jupiter, Zeus. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This compares with another familiar version, the glowing capstone on the pyramid on the back of the $1 bill.
Yep, Horus.
Yeah. Right. Well, the Eye of Horus is one of the best-known symbols of ancient Egypt.
Yes.
Okay? Known as the Wadjet, the magical symbol is believed to provide protection, health, and rejuvenation. Due to its powerful protective powers, the Eye of Horus is probably used by the ancient Egyptians. Okay? Now,
Kabbalism.
The Rx and the Eye of Horus link pharmaceutical drugs to the beast and the mark of the beast ploy. Okay?
Okay.
Think about everything that's going on. From the early enchantments and the cutting of roots taught by the fallen some jazz, forward through today, okay, and then Revelation 18 that we referenced. And think of everything that's going on right now with COVID, okay? Now, the Rx symbol has another interpretation that provides an interesting perspective. Rx is an abbreviation for the Latin word recipera, or recipe, which means take or thou, okay? This is an expression of the command to receive the drug spell that is being offered. The interpretation of Rx, the recipera, acknowledges the symbol as an inducement to receive the magic or the spell, okay?
Okay.
Now, From the Garden of Eden onward, the serpent has been bent on bringing forth the offspring in his own image. The first manifestation is conception, the birth of Cain, which we've talked about in the past, and the union of the serpent and Eve. The effectiveness of this campaign is evident when the great flood of Noah's days was expressly brought forth to purge the earth. Okay?
Right.
During the setback, the serpent has persisted in this work and will be soon be granted a major success in the milestone, the mark of the beast, with the pharmaceutical strategy that's going on today. Okay? And you link all this together, and it's really interesting, because if you tie it together like this, Terry, I didn't tie it together like this until this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you go to Matthew 24:37, and there again, we've talked about this several times, and it was, and it is, and it will be, the Lord Yeshua declared, for the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. Okay?
Right.
The same condition responsible for the great flood of Noah's days, with a genetic mixture of the sons of God and daughters of men, is appointed for the last days, our days. But think about this following verse, because this ties in pharmacy and what may be happening, okay? Daniel 2:43. And whereas the saw was iron mixed with mire and clay, and shall mingle themselves with the seed of man, and they shall not cleave to one another, even as iron is not mixed with clay, okay? In other words, it doesn't mix, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The watchers had taken the daughters of men and wives and mingled themselves with the seed of men through this through their procreation union. They mingled the hybrid, and which brought on giants. The ultimate goal of the fallen angels was knowledge download, and the practice does not change. Satan's pharmakia strategy to facilitate the bringing forth of the offspring, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you just tie it in with everything that's going on today, and what is, have you ever heard of what's called, it's called Positive, or it's P-O-S-I-T-I-D-E-I-D, Positive ID, or Verichip.
Yes.
Okay, these companies compare the inducement inherent in these names, the implantable microchip family of companies recently renamed Verichip, which are owned by guess who, okay? And can be understood as equivalent to accept the mark of the beast. Now, this is if the mark of the beast is an actual mark and not a verbal, you know, acceptance that we talked about.
Sure.
Okay. But is it going to be done through the RX delivery system and everyday pharmaceuticals or pharmaceuticals that we may be taking?
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. In other words, they're going to put the chips in the pills.
Yeah, in pills. But my whole point is that the drugs. And who knows what's in some of the drugs that we take today.
True.
I mean, you've talked about it several times.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it just, you know, I mean, is it some kind of a, I mean, who knows? What's in them?
Exactly. We get a lot of them from China.
Yeah, exactly. And what happens if those are cut off?
Yeah, really.
You know, right now.
I know.
But I just thought it was interesting, because if you were to do some in-depth study on the word pharmakia,
mm-hmm.
And what it really stands for, you know, and the symbol RX and so forth,
right.
It's kind of Eisel. I mean, because I never really heard of the Eye of Horus, but like I say, when you link it to the back of the dollar bill, you know?
Hell yeah. I'm with you.
So,
know what you mean.
Anyway, I know you're up against the break, but I just thought I'd throw that at you.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it, as always.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thanks, my friend. See you. Okay, folks, we are up on one of our three-minute breaks, so 272-9228, give us a call. Love to hear your thoughts on everything. We're all over the place tonight, as always. This is Clear and There, and us and Johnny Mathis will be back in a few
moments. Hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool salty air.
This is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75%. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate, Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
The Alabama Securities Commission regulates the investment industry in our state. Financial professionals, like investment advisors, stockbrokers, and their products must be licensed. Fraudsters are looking to capitalize on the recent volatility of the stock market due to the pandemic. They will advertise investment opportunities related to the coronavirus, like new vaccines, cures, or new personal protective equipment. They tempt investors to act now and promise these investment opportunities will skyrocket, but the product is non-existent, and the fraudster will take off with your money. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. Protect yourself before you invest. Call 1-800-222-1253 to ensure that the person or company offering you the opportunity and their products are properly licensed. Again, call our investment hotline at 1-800-222-1253. Also, find free financial education material on our website at asc.alabama.gov. Paid for by the Investor Protection Trust and brought to you by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
I hate wearing masks. They're hot. They scratch.
They fog up my glasses.
But when it comes to staying safe,
they're the best thing we've got.
So if we all wear them,
we won't have to wait on a vaccine
to get Alabama back to work.
Or to have school and football in the fall.
Or for small businesses to start growing again.
And our friends and family to stay healthy.
So let's wear our masks
so we can live our lives, get our economy moving, and keep Alabama open.
Brought to you by Wind Creek Hospitality in the Montgomery area, Chamber of Commerce, who encourages you to mask up, MGM.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. I can't believe it's almost 9 o'clock. 272-9228 number here in the Bluedale building. I am your host, Terry Adams, full studio tonight. Kind of bouncing all over the place. Namely, we want you to understand that you need to wake up to what's happening in this country as America's being taken over. This COVID is a whole sham. Flynn, Judge Flynn, we know what they did to him. Believe it or not, the judge has yet to dismiss charges against General Flynn, which is unreal. A U.S. Court of Appeals granted a writ, said they were supposed to dismiss. They've yet to do that. So there's a whole lot of stuff going on. There's so much corruption going on right now in our government. It's unreal. Now, they've announced they're going to rehear Judge Flynn's case on August 11th, which means by a group of judges on a bench. And they're dragging this thing out as long as possible because Flynn stumping for Trump will be a very bad look for the Demon Party. We also have an update on Ghislaine Maxwell. A lot of her papers have been released. Her lawyers and the victim's lawyers have filed several court requests back and forth with regard to her attempts to delay the unsealing of the depositions back in 2015 from a defamation suit filed. Now, here's a quick thumbnail of the evidence. Let's take a looky here. Oh, first of all, how did Jim Comey's daughter, Maureen, end up on the prosecution team against Ghislaine Maxwell? How's that possible? Shouldn't she recuse herself? You would think so. But she's named names, Alan Dershowitz, Glenn Dubin, Stephen Kaufman, Prince Andrew, Jean-Luc Brunel, which I believe is a model agency, head of a model agency in France, Bill Richardson, and Marvin Minsky. That's only the tip of the iceberg. There are videos and still images and the many, many, many more depositions that are going to be released. There's already rumors of a suicide weekend. In other words, she's going to be suicided, whether she really kills herself or someone kills her and claims she killed herself. But she knows too much. So she's history in the making, as they say. But we'll see what happens. But this old Judge Flynn thing's unreal. And a bit of good news, the Supreme Court is allowing Trump to continue to build the fence at the Mexican border, even though the ACLU is suing him for building the fence. The ACLU is totally treasonous and corrupt, in my humble opinion. We have a call?
Yes, we do. Let's go ahead and go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones, Nate. Ruckus?
You're on the air.
You're on the air.
Hello, this is Robert.
Hey, Robert.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, just enjoying the show. You're absolutely right. The Demon Rat Party is the anti-America.
Yes, they are.
Everything. They just want to turn everything upside down. Right is wrong, and wrong is right.
Correct. Yep.
And, you know, as well as I know, and anybody that's a true American or Christian knows that they're doing everything they can to undermine one of the best presidents we've had since Reagan in my life.
Yep.
And, you know, he's imperfect. We're all imperfect. But his heart is in the right place.
Oh,
doesn't take his salary.
I agree. I can't
doesn't
stand
take his salary. Donates his salary. Mm-hmm. You know, he's already loaded. But
sure.
I just hope everybody gets out and vote and gets everybody. We really need to get in the churches and get everybody that's a Christian. If you're Christian, you're not going to vote for the Demon Rats.
No, you can't.
Anti-America.
Anti-God. Do you see what the Demon Rats are saying in the churches to the congregations, and the congregations are clapping?
Oh, Lord. Well, they're so misled. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there'll be a price to pay. Might not be in this world. It'll be in the next. But, mm-hmm. you know. It'll be time to pay the pipers eventually, but love the show, and I just wanted to call and thank you for putting the show on. And
well, thank you, Bobby.
Love the whole channel. I listen to all the shows, and you know, God bless America, God bless Dixie, God bless all the Christians, and
amen.
Let's have a great weekend and make the best of what we can. And come November, we've got to all come aboard.
You got it, Robert.
You have a good night and good weekend.
Thanks, my friend. Take care.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right, we got on line two. We got Philip calling from prison.
Hey, Philip.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? It's Philip.
How you doing, buddy?
I want to comment on Chad calling earlier from prison. That's a good friend of mine. We work at the state garage together, and true enough, we're on quarantine over here, but it's really all BS. And what made me really call, I wasn't going to call until a little while ago. He mm-hmm. made me cry.
Yeah, it's pretty serious.
I mean, he's a really good guy, and you know, we work together, and there's some other guys over there, Max and Abear. These guys are good guys, man. They listen to your show. There's a lot of people in prison listen to your show, and
good.
We appreciate all the information that y'all put out to us, because it helps us when we're in our studies and trying to figure out things, connect the dots. And, you know, I've called before, and you know, I had a drug problem and in prison for drugs, and I've changed my life around 13 years ago. So
good. Congratulations.
But there was a lot that could be said about where we're at, but I'm going to hold that for another time. Hopefully one day I'll get out of here and I'll be able to set the record straight about what's really going on. So
I hope so too, man.
I want to thank y'all guys. And, bless y'all. God bless y'all. And
thank you. I really appreciate that.
We really appreciate it. That's all I want to say.
Thanks, buddy. Hang in there, okay?
All right.
Take care.
Thanks.
You bet. Wow. Yeah, and you really got to feel for those guys, you know?
I mean, yes, they're in jail because they did something, but they're still human beings.
Yeah.
And to hear people call in, they're remorseful, and they realize they may... And not once did either Philip or Chad, you know, say, oh, I didn't do it, or they didn't sit there and talk about why they were, you know, wrongfully convicted, or complain, or say, you know, I should have been out by now. No, they're men that have stepped up and said, yes, I did what I did, but you know what? I'm growing from it. Exactly. I'm becoming a better person.
Exactly. And you got to credit them for that. We got time for another call before we hit the top. Yes, we do.
Mr. Postman is screening the call for us.
As we watch, Postman screening the call. He's got his hand over the receiver as he's talking slowly and quietly to
Even though I turn his microphone off when he answers the phone.
Yes, he's got one hand hold grasping the
And he's phone. Not a loud talker to begin with. That's All right, true. Caller, would you like to talk?
Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Warren. Yes, sir. Appreciate it. This is Warren up in big city of Rockford.
Oh, wow. With so much nightlife, I'm surprised you found time to call us, Warren. Thank you.
Oh, well, I'm just online. I just live online 24/7 and
yes, sir.
Stay in touch. Got to stay in touch with the world.
There you go.
Houston County is the only, right now, it's the only county I know that doesn't have a traffic light in the whole county.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it, yeah. Tickets, absolutely. Yeah, only thing we got is a four-way stop sign in the middle of town, and the police don't even stop at that.
It's a suggestion.
It's a suggestion, yeah.
Kind of like the laws
the answer to stop sign stands for a suggestion.
There you go.
I thought I might want to ask you about all your motorcycle buddies up in Sturgis, South Carolina.
Okay.
So I know you're glad to see all those guys. But the main thing I wanted to ask you about after a couple comments was some stuff online. I don't know if you saw the speech, you've heard about it, or seen online, where Trump was giving a speech and just kind of out of the clear blue, he said, I have a lot of really, really, really rich enemies, and you folks might not see me for a while. Have you seen or heard that online?
Yes.
On Facebook?
Yes. And I heard an explanation for it, too. And when
okay,
we get
well,
back,
I would love to hear that.
I will explain it when we get back from this break, because I actually found it.
Okay. I'll hang on the wait for it.
That'll work. Thank you, Mr. Trimble.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, let's see. DeRuckus, you want to go ahead and hit this break, sir?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, folks, this is Clear in the Air. We'll be back in 5 agonizingly long minutes as you sit there and enjoy a living color cult of personality. And these guys were into it. Here's that. We'll be back in 5.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cult of personality. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cult of personality.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Ann Carrick. A moratorium on evictions, enhanced unemployment benefits at $400 a week with state contributions, cutting the payroll tax, and providing student loan relief. President Trump signing the executive orders this afternoon. The president also addressing the possibility